From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Global markets turn in a mixed performance Tuesday. The global stock markets recovered some of Monday's sharp losses on Tuesday, but U.S. stocks faltered at the end, with the benchmark Dow Jones off more than 1%. Financial writer Rhonda Scheifler says the market's recent volatility is a surprise to some.
The market over the last couple of days is behaving as the market typically does. The issue is we just haven't seen this kind of volatility for some time. So really what's been happening in the market is dramatic. It feels scary to some. The headlines look nasty. But markets go up and down, and we've been in a period that has been absent of volatility for so long that many investors have forgotten that this is what it's like.
China's faltering economy has weighed heavily on some investors. Tuesday, the central bank cut interest rates 0.25% and told banks they could hold less money in reserve. That makes it easier for consumers to buy products and companies to build factories and hire. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir is to sign a peace agreement with rebels Wednesday in Juba. The UN Security Council Tuesday threatened immediate action if he fails to do so. That could involve an arms embargo, travel ban, and asset freeze. Speaking to the council by video link Tuesday, the head of the UN mission, UNMISS, Ellen Margrethe Loy, said heavy fighting continues despite an agreed-to cessation of hostilities.
Despite this hopefully positive development, the security situation on the ground has been volatile and tense. Fighting in the greater Upper Nile region has remained intense, and further escalation of hostilities in southern Unity State has had increasingly severe consequences for the civilian population.
She warned the peace deal is only a first step, saying peace, stability, and prosperity will not come.